आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज आवर गोल इज टू मेक इंडिया वन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स टॉप डिफेंस एक्सपोर्टर्स। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू अराइव इन तिरुवनंतपुरम टुडे ऑन अ 4-day विजिट टू केरला। Scrutiny of nominations for second phase of Bihar Assembly elections to be taken up today. Railways to run 8,000 more special trains to clear festive rush. RBI says Indian economy continues to exhibit resilience amid uncertain external environment and remains poised to register high growth. Stock exchanges NSE and BSE to conduct Muhurat trading today. And India adds 2 more medals in Kurash at Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that our goal is to make India one of the world's top defence exporters. Mr. Modi said, India is building the capacity to export weapons and equipment for all three armed forces. Prime Minister was addressing the Indian Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off Goa and Karwar coast while celebrating Diwali with them.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन 3 गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है। पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है। मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं। 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं।
He said missiles like BrahMos and Akash have proven their capabilities during Operation Sindoor and several countries around the world are now interested in purchasing these missiles. Mr. Modi said India's defense exports have increased more than 30-fold over a decade. He credited this success significantly to the contributions of defense startups and indigenous defense units. Prime Minister reminded that on the very day the nation received the indigenously built INS Vikrant, the Indian Navy renounced a major symbol of Kanolian legacy.
जब INS Vikrant को देश को सौंपा जा रहा था, तो मैंने कहा था, विक्रांत विशाल है, विराट है, विहंगम है, विक्रांत विशिष्ट है, विक्रांत विशेष भी है, विक्रांत केवल एक युद्धपोत नहीं है। ये 21वीं सदी के भारत के परिश्रम, प्रतिभा, प्रभाव और प्रतिबद्धता का प्रमाण है।
President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram today on a 4-day visit to Kerala. The President will visit Sabarimala tomorrow for Darshan. Details from our correspondent.
Security and logistical arrangements are in full swing for the President's historic visit to Sabarimala. The President will arrive in the state capital Thiruvananthapuram this evening and proceed to Sabarimala tomorrow morning. The visit coincides with the Tula Mandali Puja at the temple. On Thursday, the President is scheduled to unveil a statue of former President K.R. Narayanan at the Raj Bhavan. Later, the President will attend separate programs at St. Thomas College, Pala and St. Teresa's College, എറണാകുളം. മിഥി എം പള്ളുരുത്തി, ആകാശവാണി ന്യൂസ്, തിരുവനന്തപുരം.
The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will be taken up today. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. More than 2,600 nomination papers have been filed for 122 seats in this phase. Candidates can withdraw their nominations by 23rd of October. The assembly elections in the state are being conducted in two phases, on 6th and 11th November. Details from our correspondent.
In the Grand Alliance, the coordination has failed among constituent parties as they have fielded nominees against each other in Bihar Assembly elections. RJD has fielded candidates on 143 seats, the Congress on 61 and the CPIML Liberation on 20 seats. The Vikasshil Insan Party VIP led by Mukesh Sahni has fielded candidates on 15 seats. Among other left parties, the CPI has nominated candidates Unites on 9 seats and the CPIM on 4 seats. The Indian Inclusive Party is contesting on 4 seats as well. The Bihar Assembly has a total of 243 seats. Across both phases, the Congress and RJD have fielded candidates against each other in 6 constituencies. In 4 constituencies, Congress and CPI candidates are facing each other. Similarly, RJD and VIP are also fighting against each other on several seats. The picture will be clear after the withdrawal of nomination for the second phase on 23rd October. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Indian Railways will operate around 8,000 more special trains in the coming days to clear heavy rush of passengers due to festivals. Railways has successfully operated around 4,000 special trains between 1st and 19th October to meet festive season travel demand. Railways facilitated travel of over 1 crore passengers in special trains between 1st and 19th October. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishno visited the war room at the Railway Board yesterday and took stock of passenger movement during the festive season. He appreciated the staff for working around the clock and extended his best wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. To ensure smooth travel during Diwali and Chhath Puja, Indian Railways is operating more than 12,000 special trains this year, a significant increase from 7,724 trains operated during the same period last year. We spoke to Dilip Kumar, Executive Director of Information and Publicity, Railway Board, about the movement of special trains.
Indian Railways is running more than 12,000 trains during this festive season. We are expecting that lakhs of passengers will visit to their hometown during the festival of Chhath. For this purpose, we have made a massive arrangement at various stations. Other than the monitoring from the CCTV cameras, we are having war room at a divisional level, zonal level and the railway board level. So whatever arrangement we have done during Diwali, same level of arrangement will be done during the festival of Chhath also. And if required, we will be running more number of unreserved passenger trains also.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Reserve Bank of India says Indian economy continues to exhibit resilience amid an uncertain external environment and remains poised to register high growth. RBI's October bulletin said yesterday that indicators of capacity utilization and domestic demand signaled improvement. It said lead indicators of manufacturing and services continued to show a robust expansion, while inflation remained well below the target rate. RBI said indicators point to a revival in urban demand and robust rural demand. RBI bulletin said headline consumer price index CPI inflation moderated sharply in September, marking its lowest reading since June 2017. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said sobering of inflation has given greater leeway for monetary policy to support growth without compromising on the primary mandate of price stability. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the GST cut on stationery items is helping the common man, especially students.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has announced significant relief for stationery items. As part of the new tax structure, pencils, sharpeners, crayons, exercise books, graph books, maps and charts have been made completely tax-free. These items earlier attracted a 12% GST. Similarly, erasers, which were being previously taxed at 5%, have also been exempted. The reforms are aimed at making essential stationery items more affordable, thereby reducing learning cost for students and and boosting demand for domestic manufacturers. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Balkishan, a stationery shop owner in New Delhi, said that children are greatly benefiting from the reduction in GST rates as learning materials have become more cheaper.
My name is Balkishan and I am the owner of a stationery shop. After the government exempted GST on many essential stationery items, it largely benefited the children. Pencil, rubber, sharpener, geometry box, register and copies all have become cheaper.
The GST reduction is easing the financial burden on families and students, further enhancing access to education across the country. With Vishnu and Saklen Akhtar, Drishti for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Stock exchanges NSE and BSE will conduct a special Muhurat trading session today to mark the festival of Diwali. The symbolic trading session will be held between 1:45 p.m. and 2:45 p.m. The Muhurat trading session also marks the beginning of the new Hindu financial year, Vikram Samvat 2082, that starts on Diwali. The NSE Nifty and BSE Sensex indices ended at an over one-year high on the last day of Samvat 2081 yesterday. Veteran actor Govardhan Asrani passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 84. Family sources said Asrani breathed his last around 4 p.m. Best known for his role as the jailer in Sholay, he also starred in hits like Chupke Chupke, Bhool Bhulaiya, Dhamal and Bunty or Bubbly too. Moving on to the world of sports, India bagged two more medals in Kurash, a traditional form of wrestling, at the Asian Youth Games 2025 in Manama, Bahrain yesterday. We have more from our sports desk.
Till now, India has won a total of 3 medals in Kurash at the Asian Youth Games 2025. In the women's 52-kilogram category, Kanishka Bidhudi won silver after a hard-fought 3-0 loss to Uzbekistan's Mubina Bonu Karimova in the final. Moreover, Arvind secured bronze in the men's 83-kilogram category. On to ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, where Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 runs in Navi Mumbai last night. The result keeps Sri Lanka's semi-final hopes alive, while Bangladesh campaign ends following their 5th defeat of the tournament. In today's fixture, South Africa will take on Pakistan in Colombo at 3 p.m. Some more in cricket, Parvez Rasool, the first player from Jammu and Kashmir to represent India in international cricket, announced his retirement from all formats of the game. Last we have from badminton, a 17-member Indian contingent, including top doubles pair of Swastik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, and men's singles players Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty, are all set to begin their campaign at the French Open tournament starting today. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Owing to Diwali yesterday and with newspapers having not come out with their printed editions, the press highlights today have been compiled from the e-editions of newspapers. India celebrated Diwali on Monday with cheer and sparkle, even as pollution covered the national capital. Lamps, laughter and lingering haze. India glows bright on Diwali is the headline in the Hindustan Times. PM calls cultural program held on INS Vikrant unforgettable. Lord's Navy for their bravery is the lead headline in the Statesman. Quoting the Prime Minister, Business Standard headlines, Indian Navy adds a new warship or submarine every 40 days. To further cater to the expected surge in passenger traffic for Diwali and Chhat, railways to run 8,000 more special trains to clear festive rush, informs the Statesman. On the passing away of the veteran actor, the Statesman informs Asrani, the man who made India laugh, takes his final bow at 84. And finally, markets close higher on strong bank earnings. Easing US-China trade tensions is the lead in the business news of the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says our goal is to make India one of the world's top defence exporters. President Draupadi Murmu to arrive in Thiruvananthapuram today on a four-day visit to Kerala. Scrutiny of nominations for second phase of Bihar Assembly elections to be taken up today. Railways to run 8,000 more special trains to clear festive rush, RBI says Indian economy continues to exhibit resilience amid uncertain external environment and remains poised to register high growth. Stock exchanges NSE and BSE to conduct Muhurat trading today, and India adds two more medals in Kurash at Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.